WFP Deputy Executive Director Sheila Susulu says a WFP study of the relationship between malnutrition and learning finds overwhelming evidence that a fetus deprived of vital micronutrients will grow into a child whose learning abilities have been impaired. She says this creates a vicious cycle in that children of malnourished mothers with learning impairment will pass on the same problems to their children.
It can be reversed through education and ensuring that pregnant mothers get good nutrition, because then the children would not be malnourished, are likely to learn better, likely to stay in school longer. So that vicious cycle can be reversed.
The World Food Program reports a third of the 300 million children who are chronically hungry are not going to school. It says these children become a drain on a country's development efforts. Susulu says governments must understand that an investment in good nutrition and education is an investment in development. She describes a few success stories. She cites a study in Jamaica which shows undernourished children scored dramatically higher on verbal fluency tests after they were given breakfast. She says Chile reduced child malnutrition from 60% in 1950 to less than 2% in 2004 by applying good policies. She says Mali also has made strides,
where they were able to reduce the incidence of chronic malnutrition from 46% to 31% was based on making information available which was aimed at improving nutritional practices and included breastfeeding, cures for vitamin A deficiencies and so forth. It was a door-to-door campaign in villages, and in those villages where this happened, they found that the malnutrition rates actually came down.
WFP has a number of practical strategies for ending hunger and improving learning. They include breastfeeding for 6 months, providing micronutrient supplements, early childhood development programs, school food and nutrition programs, and health training. It says studies show educated women are more likely to ensure their children are properly nourished. The World Food Program says hunger and malnutrition claim more lives than AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria combined. It estimates 25,000 people every day die from hunger-related diseases, and the number of hungry people around the world is growing at a rate of 4 to 5 million a year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.